Well, in this service today, I want to talk to you from the topic true romance, because this is a special day. Every day is a special day, but this day in this month is an extra special day. You see, what makes February 2016 so special is that February 2016 is only going to come once in your life. Because in this month, we have, in the month of February, 4 Sundays, 4 Mondays, 4 Tuesdays, 4 Wednesdays, 4 Thursdays, 4 Fridays, and 4 Saturdays. And this is so special because you will never experience it in your life again, because it only comes around every 823 years. What makes February 2016 more special is obviously we have an extra day this month, making this a leap year. And the third thing what makes February 2016 so special is that Valentine's Day falls on a Sunday, and if I'm correct, that is today. And I don't know if Valentine's Day is ever going to fall on a Sunday again. I'm not sure about that. But what I'm pretty sure of is that February 2016 is a very, very special month. And you ain't going to see it again. It only comes by 823 years from now. Yes, Valentine's Day is today. It is on the Lord's Day. And it's on the day of the Lord Jesus, which we called love, or calls love. So Sunday, this day, and every other Sunday, is actually a day of love. God gives His people every week a Lord's Day. And the Lord's Day, if the Lord is love, then that Lord's Day should be a day of love. And God gives us all, which is His children, every week of the year, a day of love. And today is Sunday. It's the day of love. And it's Valentine's Day. That makes it super special. You see, the world only gives people one day a year of love. But your God is special. He gives you 52 days a year, which is days of love. Every Sunday is a day of love. So it's always better to serve Jesus. The world gives you one day, Jesus gives you 52 days. The world gives you one day of love, but Jesus gives you 52 days a year of love. You see, family, we serve the God of love. There's no better place to come to on this day and every other Sunday than the Church of Jesus. Here you will experience what true love and true romance is. You see, in 1 John 4 verse 8 in the Bible, if you have your Bibles here, watch with me in your Bible, or just watch the over it. He says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." And when you serve Jesus, you need to know that you have encountered true love. Knowing Jesus is knowing what true love is. Knowing Jesus, having a relationship with Him, is the journey of starting to know what true romance is. Because you are not serving an entity or a thing. You are serving a person. You're having a relationship with that person when you are born again and part of His church. And that person is called Jesus, the Son of God. But He Himself said, "I am truth. And you touch Me, you touch love." Family, right through the Bible, and especially in the New Testament, God used men to write the Bible. And all these writers, and especially those who wrote the New Testament, were used in a very special way. I believe every one of them had a special revelation and understanding on the content that they were writing to us about. Don't worry, I'm taking you somewhere. Forget about February now. We have already discovered it is special. And you have to enjoy this day because you ain't going to experience a day like this ever again. And it is Valentine's Day. And I know some of you did not get a card. But so what? At least you have Jesus. And you have us. So just get over that motion that you're going through. And focus on where I'm taking you. I'm taking you somewhere. Every writer of the New Testament or the Bible or the scriptures that we find in the Bible were special. And God used them in a special way. And I believe that all of them had a special revelation or revelations and understandings about the topics or the stuff they wrote to us. They were special because they had special revelation on certain topics and special understanding when it comes to certain things. You study the writings of the Apostle Paul and you discover his deep knowledge of the Old Testament, the law, the prophets, and the New Testament truths like the new man in Christ, the church of Jesus, grace, truth, and just to name a few. You look at the life of the Apostle Peter and you see basic principles or teachings upon church doctrine. He writes about warnings of false disciples and false Christians and false teachers. When you study the writings of the Apostle John, you discover terms like the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, the I Ams of Jesus. But you also find topics like love and truth. And actually, love and truth stands out about over everything. When you study John's epistles and his writings, you find actually that he focuses on a lot is truth and love. You see it stand out right through his writings. You study Paul, the apostle, you find his deep understanding of the law, the Old Testament, the prophets, his New Testament revelations of the new man in Christ, the church of Jesus, grace, and all these other topics. You study Peter, you find all the writings in 1 Peter, 2 Peter. He writes about church doctrine and warns about false disciples and false preachers. And he's writing to a church that is growing. You look at John, the apostle, you find the seven I Ams of Jesus. He speaks about the Holy Spirit. But what is underlining foundation for me when I study John, I find topics like truth and love. Truth and love. And I believe that John had a special revelation on these topics and especially the topic of true love. True love. He had a special revelation on truth and love. And what is true love? It is no wonder that the Apostle John is described by many as the apostle of love. Many scholars and many people describe him as the apostle of love. You study the Gospels, you find that he had a deep love for Jesus. You find when you study the Gospels that John was really special, not more special than others, but he had a special connection with Jesus. I believe it is because John had a very special love relationship with truth, which is the Son of God, which is Jesus. He had a great understanding of who this man was. He didn't just serve him as a king or serve him as a master, but he had a real love connection with Jesus. And that means having that type of connection with Jesus, you have a connection with truth and you have a connection with love, because Jesus said that I am the truth. And the Bible says that God is love. So when you walk into Jesus, you walk into true love. You walk into absolute truth and the purest form of love. And John had great understanding of who Jesus really was. He had a deep understanding about truth and love. He had a deep understanding on truly loving God. And he had a deep understanding of what kind of love God expects from us. This is what he wrote in 1 John, verse 4 to 16. He says, "And we have known and believe the love of God has for us." We have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So he's writing and he's saying, listen, we have come to know and believe the love God has for us. This is a huge revelation that many people need to get. God wants you to come to a place where you know and believe what love he has for you. You know, you get many people serving God, but they don't really know or believe how much God loves them. And I want to tell you this morning on this Valentine's Day, and because a lot of people are seeking love, but I believe they seek in the wrong places, that if you really want to find true romance or true love, then you need to get to what truth and love is, and you can only discover that in Jesus. And Paul, he writes over here, John, he says, we have come to know and believe that God loves us. And some of you need to hear this, that you will have to come to a knowledge that God loves me, and then you have to come to a place where you believe that God loves me. Nobody else might love me or know me, but God loves me and God knows me. I know that he loves me and I believe that he loves me. Friends, when you come to know and believe the love God has for you, you will understand more that God is love. You will understand more that God is love. So it is your purpose and my purpose to stop seeking love in other places, but focus on what truth and love is, which is Jesus. And when you start to know and believe that God loves you, you are going to move into a dimension where you will grow in your understanding of that God is love. Now, we talk about this topic of love. Can you just get my hum out here, please? Irritate me. Give me something. I want to throw the sound, man. Love is something that we all think we know and understand. But the love of God is something the Bible says is too deep, too wide, too high to understand. Paul writes and he says, I pray that you will come to the understanding of the depth, the width, and the height of God's love for you. So church, it's a journey to discover that God loves you. It is a journey to believe that God loves you. And when you start focusing on those two things, then you will discover that God is really love. And you will come to a deeper knowledge of who God really is. In 1 John 4:11 it says, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Unfortunately, on this day called Valentine's Day, we are looking for love in different places. And we have a world that is wacko, looking for love, but they're actually after lust. And they confuse love and lust because they have never met true love. They have never come to truth and the source and the substance of love, which is only found in Jesus. But we as a church should stop focusing on other stuff and work on knowing more about the love God has for me, believing more the love God has for me, so that we can realize more and know more that God is love. The next step, he says, if God loved us so much, if you are loved by God so much, it should reflect in your love for one another. Oh, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Okay, dude, that's cool. But if Jesus loved you so much, are you loving your neighbor as much as he loves you? You see, and this is where it becomes tricky. Because you have to receive his love before you can actually love people as he wants you to love them. Understanding that God loves us must bring every believer to the understanding of what kind of love is God expecting from us. And that is to love one another. God loves you, and he wants you to get to a knowing of how much he loves you, and he wants you to believe how much he loves you, so that you can understand that God is love. And when you come closer to that understanding, what it has to cause in your life is a knowledge of what kind of love you should portray to people, and that is to love one another. How is your love for one another? I'm not asking you your lust for another sex. I'm asking you, how is your love for one another? You see, if we don't get this thing that God loves me, and if we don't believe that God loves me, then we won't come to the full knowledge that God is love. And if we don't come there, we can't come to the place where we realize what type of love God expects us to portray. What is the type of love that should flow through us? Because a lot of you and a lot of people come to church thinking when they come and serve in church and do these things, God will love them. None of those things will make God to love you more. But you doing these things, you will realize that the love God has for you is now flowing through you to other people. And a lot of people struggle with the whole concept, God loves me. They don't believe that God loves me. That's why they struggle to love one another. And when it comes to love, we have our hands full as the people of God to discover the love of God. We can't keep ourselves busy with all the garbage and the rubbish out there on a day like Valentine's Day, where everybody is seeking, but they are seeking the wrong stuff. In the next service, I'm going to talk about seeking. What you should actually seek as a child of God. You shouldn't seek a Valentine. You shouldn't seek another sex. You should seek the kingdom. You should see God. You should put all your focus on the love of God. That number one, he loves me. I know it. And I believe he loves me. Now that draws me closer to the understanding that God is love. When I get to that understanding that God is love, that empowers me now to love my neighbor like God wants me to love my neighbor. Loving your neighbor is not sending them a text. How are you? Thinking of you. I'm praying for you. And unfortunately, we as the church are getting so caught up in worldly rubbish and garbage, stealing our focus of focusing on the true love, which is Jesus, and getting closer to that so that that love of him for you can flow through people, through you to people. In 1 John 4:21, it says, And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. He who says he loves God must love his brother also. Awful quiet here this morning. So where is true love found? In 1 John 4:10 it says, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. In this is love. Pastor, where can I find love? In that is love. Where is true love found? You start there. The Bible says, in this is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us by sending his son to die for our sins, to be an atonement for your sins. You want to know what true love is? True love is God sending his son to die for your sins so that you don't have to go to hell. That is love. In this is love. Knowing that the Father has loved you so much that he sent his son to die for your sins. That's a good place to start. You want to find true love? There's the place to start. Knowing that the creator of this world has sent his son Jesus 2,000 plus years ago to come and die for your sins in your place so that you can today receive eternal life. Love is not found in us loving God, but in God loving us by sending his son to be an atonement for our sins. And God wants you to know and understand what true romance or true love is. True love is God sending his son to die for your sins. True romance is God sacrificing his son for us. In 1 John 4:9 it says, in this the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. You can touch true love. You can touch the personification of love. It says, in this, love was manifested to the world. In the bodily form of the man of Jesus. God has sent his son to this world. He has wrapped, if I can call it like that, he has wrapped and bottled love in one entity, the man Jesus, and sent that to the world, and he manifested to the world, and he manifested through going to the cross, dying on the cross, so that today many people can receive eternal life. When you touch Jesus, you touch true love. When you walk with Jesus, you start to know what true love is, what real love is. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, God so loved sinners, God so loved those who hated him, so that whoever believes should not perish, but have eternal life. Family, true love is receiving God's love for you first. True love is receiving God's love for you first. Without receiving his love, you cannot love as God wants you to love. Every human being needs to receive true love first, because it's only when they receive true love that they can love as God wants them to love. At this moment, we have millions of people loving, but not as God wants him to love. So every human being should first find true love. Why is that found? Knowing that God sent his son to die for your sins, you connect and believe that. You receive true love, and when you receive that true love, Now you can give true love to people. You can love people as God wants you to love people. You know, it's difficult to love people. You know, that's why Jesus said, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Don't kill them like these hooligans all over the world in the name of God. We have to kill all infidels. That's absolutely nuts. It's satanic. It's satanic. The Bible says Satan only comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. So when any man kills another man, it's satanic. They serve Satan, not God. God is love. And when God touched your life, you need to receive His love so that with that love, which you freely received, now you can freely give that kind of love to people. Some Christians are in La La Land, thinking that the love of God is for them. The love of God is not for you. The love of God is to work through you. But you have to receive it first. You have to believe it. You have to know it. Church, you can sit in church without believing God loves you, without knowing God loves you, and therefore other people will not experience true love. You and I have a responsibility to allow true love to flow through us. It's not easy to love our brothers. We need Christ to touch us. In John 5 verse 2, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. True love is found in us when we love our neighbors through loving God and obeying His commandments. Okay, now you say, Pastor, but I have received Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have received true love. Great, wonderful. How do we know that what you've received is really true love? By you loving your neighbors. Stay with me. Now you ask me, as a church folk, what it means to love our neighbors. Now come here, Pastor Steve. Loving your neighbor is not, oh, my friend, I love you. And then, okay, I'm just going to males. Are you with me? You have to learn something as well. Oh, I love you, brother. Oh, I love you, sister. The church is even wacko when it comes to the love of God. It says you have to receive true love, because when you receive true love and you say that God loves me, you know it, you believe it, then you should love your neighbor. Now, the Bible is very clear. How do you discover what is loving your neighbor? Look at the scripture. It says, loving this, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Woo! So every time that you don't follow God's commandments, every time that you are not giving or tithing as you should, you are a hypocrite telling people that you love God and you love people. How do we know that the love of God, the true love of God, is in your life? By you loving your neighbors. How do we know that you really love your fellow brothers and sisters in church? When you love God and follow His commandments. When you love God and follow His commandments. So I want to bring a reality check over here today. God's commandment is to love Him and to love people. But if you say you love God and you love God's people, but you live a life of disobedience to the commandments of God, you ain't loving God and you ain't loving people. You still need to get a revelation of the love of God. Loving the neighbor, loving the other children of God next to you, is you living full out for God, loving Him with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and by you following His commandments. By that you show that you love me, you love your brother next to you, you love the person behind you. Very plain, very simple, like ABC. And I believe that God, what God wants is to ignite true romance, true love in His people. True love is to love God first by sending His Son to die for us. And you receive true love by expecting, by receiving God's offering for you. That's true love. By God loving you first, sending His Son for you to die on a cross, and you receiving that offering for your sin. True love is you loving God first. So God loves you first, you love Him first. You love Him first, above all things in your life. True love is loving God by following His commandments. You love Him above your wife, above your kids, above your job, above your family. Him first. Him first. True love for your neighbor is when you love God and obeying His commandments. True love is loving people. So next time when you're asking God, how can I love my neighbor? It's very simple. Have a life that is characterized by Jesus first. And characterized by obeying every commandment. If you have that type of lifestyle, you should never worry about loving your neighbor. And I believe and know that God wants to set our hearts ablaze and on fire with what true love is. Not lusts or desires of the flesh, but what true love really is. True love is knowing, if you don't have Jesus, knowing that God loves you first. He has sent His Son to die for you so that you can have eternal life. He paid for your price. God loved you so much that He gave Jesus to die in your place so that you don't have to go to hell but can go into eternal life with Him. Amen. Knowing that, then connecting with true life, being born again, believing that you will be saved. Now, after you are saved, you need to come to the knowledge and believe that my Father in heaven really loves me. When you come to that place, you get drawn closer to the fact and the understanding that God is love. When you understand more that God is love, that will produce in you the mindset and the knowledge of how God wants you to love people. That type of love should be reflected to people. Not in sending them a text, I love you. Not by giving them a hug, I love you. Not by saying to them, I love you. But by living a life that is characterized by Jesus first and characterized by you following His commandments. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go and say, I love you. No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go and give a hug. But don't do that without loving Jesus and following His commandments. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. When it comes to love, you can't fake it till you make it. It says, love from the center of your heart, don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Oh, I like it. Don't burn out. Keep yourself filled in a flame. Be alert, servants of the Master. Cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they are happy. Share tears when they are down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I do the judging, said God. I'll take care of it. Our scripture tells us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. For if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. get the best of evil by doing good. Friends, God wants us to love from the center of who we are. To love people, to better them, and not to use them. People who love deeply practice playing second fiddle. Keep yourselves aflame with the right kind of love and passions. Learn to love Jesus. Learn to love Jesus. I say again, learn to love Jesus so that you can learn to love people. Learn to love Jesus so that you can learn to love people. In Romans 3:13-10 in the Amplified, it says, love does no wrong to one's neighbor. It never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements and is the fulfilling of the law. Friends, let's stop focusing on all this worldly nonsense. True love and true romance is Christ sacrificing his love for our sins. True love is to love God and to love people. True love is not to die, not to do your neighbors any harm, but to love your neighbors by loving Jesus and following his commandments. Last night I saw a post on Facebook that said, and I'm going to try to, I forgot to bring it up. I wanted to show you guys. It says, what is love? Love is one man nailing his hands to a cross while you are hating him. That is love. Unfortunately, the world portrays love to be a goofy, a feeling, a goosebump, a Facebook message, a card, a bunch of roses. Now, I'm not saying that is evil. Not at all. But that ain't true love. True love is knowing that Christ died for your sins so that you can have eternal life. True love is you meeting Jesus, which is truth and love. After you've met him, you need to discover and understand and know and believe that your Father loves you. That will draw you to a deeper understanding that God is love. When you get closer to that understanding that God is love, that will bring to you the right kind of love you should bring to people, loving them, loving your neighbor. How do you love your neighbor as a child of God? By loving Jesus and obeying his commandments. Now, if you have that as your foundation, then your life is built upon true love. Then you can still send your Valentine's card to your wife. In it? You can send it to your wife. You can send a bunch of roses to your wife. But we have to get out of this nonsense of Valentine's Day and love here and romance there. The true romance is in Jesus. And from there it moves to marriage. And I know the world is not teaching you this, but let me help you. That's what the Bible says. There is no romance outside of marriage. And there is no true love outside of Christ. So if you want to go on this journey of love, then you have to know that God loves you. That Jesus died for you so that you can have eternal life. When you receive that and you believe that, you are going to get to a deeper understanding of the love of God. When you have that understanding, it will project you to people. You will start to love people as Christ wants you to love them. And when you love people as Christ wants you to love them, it is very simple. Love Jesus first and follow his commandments. Don't do all the rest and not these two. The Bible says, for so God loved the world that he sent his son. What did Jesus come to do? Jesus came to show us that he's in love with the Father.
And he came to obey the Father's commandments. By loving the Father, putting the Father first, and following the commandments of God, it manifests to us what we experience today, salvation in Christ. That's why all of you are here. Because Christ first loved the Father and followed his commandments. Did he tell people that he loves them? I bet you he had a relationship with John and all the others. And many times he said, bro, I love you, man. Thanks for being part of my church. Thank you for being part of my disciples. I can see him telling his mom, I love you, mom. Telling his brothers and his sisters that I love you. Give them a hug, I love you. Yes, he did that. And you should do that as well. And I should do that as well. But not without the foundation of true love. That is loving God and loving people. Following his commandments. Let that be the true romance of your life. Let that be the focus of your life if you have Jesus in your life. And you might be here today and you say, Tabo, but I don't know what true love is. I've never really been loved in my life. Or maybe you're a bloke over here and says, you know, I don't really want to talk about love. Let me tell you, sex ain't love. It ain't love. If you're going to seek love in people, you're never going to find true love. You need to go to the true truth and to the source of all love, and that is Jesus Christ. Stop trying to love God. Allow God to love you first. And when you allow God to love you first, then it's the starting point for you to reproject your love by loving him back through the love he loves you, and then focusing on people. You have to believe, church, you might be here today, you might be under my voice, and you are struggling with the love of the Father. I can remember, and I'm coming down for a land. When I got saved, I struggled with the love of the Father because I didn't have a father. I had a father at a young age, but he died when I was 13 or 14 years old. So by the time I gave my life to Jesus, I didn't know what it means for a father figure to love me. And suddenly, I met Jesus, and Jesus connects me to the Father, and suddenly now I have this Heavenly Father. But I couldn't relate to the Heavenly Father because I didn't really understand how a father should love a son or how it feels to be loved by a father. And you might be in church, you might have given your life to Jesus a very long time ago, and you still struggle. Still struggle to believe that God loves you. You still struggle knowing that God loves you. Now that's a wrong place to be, because it will keep you from loving people as God wants you to love them. Or you might be in church, born again and stuff, but you focus too much on the goofy, worldly picture of love. And you think because you say to everybody, I love you, and I give them hugs, and, you know, or, you know, showing, doing stuff for them, you are expressing true love to them. That is good. But true love ain't that. True love for your brother and sister in the church is you living a Jesus first life and you following his commandments. Every time you tithe, as the Bible commands, or give, you are actually showing to your brother next to you, I love this brother, I love this brother. I'm following God's commandments. Every time, God, you go to prayer and you pray, you're showing. And so I want to bring to you what true love is to your neighbor. Because when I got saved, I also struggled about loving my neighbor. Didn't God say this? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Didn't God say that? He said it. I didn't like people. I didn't like people. struggled to like people, struggled to love people. So it was a concept that I struggled with because I know God said I should love him. I have no problem with that. But that person that is saying stuff about me that ain't true, how can I love that? And God expects me to love. Or maybe that brother that sat to me in church and then left the church and got nothing good to say about me, doesn't want to have anything to do with me. How can you expect me to love that? So I struggled with loving my neighbor. How does God see loving my neighbor? Because I thought I had to go and do all these things. No. Live a Jesus first life. Follow his commandments. That's how we know that you love God and that you love your neighbor. And then do all the other stuff. Do the goofy stuff. Do the handshake. I love you, bro. Thanks for being part of my home cell. Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. My wife, I love you. Do all that as well. But don't forsake loving Jesus first and following his commandments. Amen. That is true love for God, and that is true love for people. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this wonderful topic called love. Lord, I know it's so difficult for us to even comprehend the love you have for us. But thank you that we can start through your word and through your spirit understanding the depth and the width and the height of this thing called love. And Lord, I pray for a new revelation in us as your people, as this church, to focus on the real love, true love of God. Ignite in us a fire, Father, and a passion for people, for each other, and for you. Thank you that we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And even now under my voice, maybe there in Wimbledon, there in the Ver, even there in Ireland, Brussels, in this auditorium, there might be somebody that is struggling with what is love, seeking for love. And I thank you that you are here today to introduce yourself to them. They can touch you. They can believe on what you did for us 2,000 years ago, and we can be saved and receive unconditional true love. You might be here today for the very first time. You say, Tabo, my life is not right with God. I know it. I don't have the assurance of eternal life. But I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to receive the love from heaven for me. I believe that Jesus died for my sins so that I can have eternal life. I want to give my life over to him. If it's you that I'm talking about, while all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, and you say, that's me, then let me pray with you today before we go. Don't leave today without experiencing what true love is. You might be a man here today. Let me just tell you, no woman in this world can love you as Jesus can love you. You might be a woman in this place or under my voice. I want to tell you that no man in this world can love you than Jesus. And if you connect with him, you will start and experience true love. You will be fulfilled. God will draw you closer to him, and you will experience a dimension of love that you've never experienced before. Because the Bible says God is love. For so much God loved this world that he gave his son, so that whoever believe can receive eternal life and forgiveness of sins. If it's you that I'm talking about, you might be on the balcony, the back, even here in the front. You might be there in Wimbledon, the Ver, Brussels, Wales, Derby, wherever you are. And you say, Tabo, that's me. I need the love of God. Then I want to pray for you. If it's you, then I want to ask you, while all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, you want to be included in this prayer, then slip your hand up high, say, Tabo, here I am. Please pray with me. I'm going to pray with you, and before we go today, you're going to leave here with Jesus in your life. You're going to leave here with God, knowing that God loves you. If it's you that I'm talking about, you might be there in Wimbledon, you might be there in Ver, you might be in Brussels, Northern Ireland, Wales, wherever you are, even in this auditorium, just slip up your hand high. Say, Tabu, here I am. Pray with me. I want to be included in this prayer. If there's anybody here this morning that I can pray for. Father, we thank you. We give you all the honor. We thank you for this morning. May your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Please stand your feet and give Jesus a big hand if you receive the word with me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by CRC London. For more information about our services, venue locations, or any other information, please visit our website, www.crclondon.com. CRC London, building one church in many locations.